This is program number LW2124. Well, the Super Bowl is now well over for another year. Hi, this is Larry West. It's incredible what it costs to put that event together. Just 30 seconds for a commercial costs $500,000. How that pays the sponsor is incredible to me. I want to tell you about another one, something connected with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers won 4 Super Bowl championships, really, all in 6 years. And of course, it's Terry Bradshaw, Frank O'Hara, Mean Joe Green, and guys like that who get the credit. But you know, the foundation for the Steelers' success was laid, really, years before these guys made the headlines. Chuck Knoll is the guy who really laid the foundation. After college, Chuck played 7 years with the Cleveland Browns. He then spent 6 years on the coaching staff of the San Diego Chargers. Then he became the defensive backfield coach for the Baltimore Colts back in 1966. After 3 successful years with Baltimore, Knoll moved on to Pittsburgh, bringing 16 years of professional football experience to his new job. 16 years. When Chuck Knoll arrived at Pittsburgh, he found there a losing team. They needed a great deal of rebuilding. Well, during the next 4 frustrating years, Knoll worked that team. I mean, he put them through it. Of course, with his careful management, his being very selective with what players to use where, he finally produced a winning team. Some called it an overnight success. My point is, it wasn't. Coach Knoll had spent 20 years paying his dues. It wasn't an overnight success. It wasn't luck. It was no special gift he was born with. Here's what Coach Knoll said about it. Quote, "You have to work at it. You have to want to be the best there is and work for it." You know, success is not a chance happening. It's the product of hard work. It was later that Chuck Knoll said, "You can't get much out of life by being mediocre. Unless you're committed to working toward excellence, you're committed to mediocrity, to just getting along." You know, it's only the mediocre person who is always at his best. The problem is, the mediocre person is never the best. George Washington Carver said a long time ago these words, 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. You know, if at first you don't succeed, that really makes you just about average. But success consists of getting up and trying it again. In fact, success consists of getting up again and again, of always getting up just one more time, then you fall. Someone once said that the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking places. And the mediocre guy is the one who doesn't necessarily want the first one. Any of them is fine with him, just as long as he gets one. I wish I had time today to tell you about several who've refused to be content with the mediocre. Charles Goodyear, for example, spent his life experimenting with and promoting rubber. The only things people used rubber for back in the early 1800s was to make boots, caps, and wagon covers. That was because, in hot weather, rubber melted into a stinking lump of sticky stuff. In the wintertime, it would freeze and become brittle. But Charles Goodyear believed he could mix something with rubber to make it more durable. He tried and failed. For 30 years, he tried and failed. But he was determined. He refused the mediocre. But today, his name is synonymous with the outstanding in his field. Hey, remember, only the mediocre person is always at his best. But the game is played on the field. You've got to get out of the locker room and sweat. You've got to work. You've got to give it all you've got. Never give up, unless you don't care to be mediocre. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, when you tune in on real success, I mean the real stuff, what the Bible says makes more sense. I'm talking about the words in the Bible that say, "Commit your works to the Lord." He gives real success. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.